Josh Hawley introduces bill to curb Biden's supply chain crisis. Make in America to sell in America. By Jacob Bliss on October 20, 2021. Senator Josh Hawley, ARMO, introduced a bill to curb President Joe Biden's supply crisis to revitalize American manufacturing while securing critical supply chains. Hawley's bill, Make in America to Sell in America Act, would require multinational corporations within the United States to increase the production of goods in the U.S. in order to sell within the U.S. The senator's bill would help end the country's over-reliance on foreign factories and provide a check to make sure a supply chain crisis, which the country is currently in, does not happen again. Joe Biden's supply chain crisis is getting worse with every passing day, straining the finances of working Americans who have already been forced to endure so much over the past year and a half, Hawley said in a statement. Biden's policies have given us empty shelves and rising prices across the country. It's past time for the U.S. to end its crippling dependency on foreign manufacturing in countries like China and ensure that we actually produce the goods we need here at home, Hawley added. According to the press release, if the bill is passed and signed into law, it would direct the Department of Commerce, DOC, in consultation with the Department of Defense, DOD, to produce an annual report that identifies finished and intermediate manufactured goods that are critical for the national security of the United States or the protection of the industrial base of the United States. Require that the goods identified by DOC and DOD be subject to a local content requirement of over 50%, meaning that over 50% of the value of the good must be produced in the United States in order to be sold commercially in the United States. These requirements would go into effect 3 years after enactment. Enforce these requirements similar to anti-dumping duties, whereby domestic manufacturers can petition the International Trade Commission and DOC for enforcement actions against importers of goods that fail to meet the new standards. Hawley noted that imports from countries like China are surging, all while global supply chains are breaking down, goods are backlogged at our seaports, and new shortages are sweeping the nation. In addition, the U.S. trade deficit hit a record high in August, $73.3 billion. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.